Hi, all of our podcast listeners.
Welcome.
Welcome to episode number 29 of Jether's Random Stuff.
Yay.
We're so glad that you downloaded us or are listening to us today.
Any way you're doing it, we're happy.
Yeah, any way you're doing it.
Yes. Just continue to do it.
So we are doing white wines today.
Yeah. We need a little break from the reds.
Yeah, the reds were giving us a little bit of hangover headaches.
Without drinking a lot of it.
So we switched to white today. So we did a...
It seems a lot better.
It does. It's in the summertime, too. It's more refreshing.
It
is.
It's
colder and...
It's palate cleansing.
It's palate cleansing. That's That was a beautiful phrase.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It just came to me.
Yeah. So well, we had a Sweet Adeline.
Yes.
And now we're on to a Pybus Market White.
From 2016. Which they are not doing this year because they alternate it between every other year. I feel like it's going to be a couple years before this thing comes back.
The next one will be a red because, and
which it hasn't even released yet.
It's not even near release
And I thought, how long has it been for Pybus White? Because when did we buy out the
rest
of it?
Well, this is a 2016 wine.
But I'm trying to think when we bought all those cases.
It was last year.
I thought it was in the summer.
Yeah, it was been almost a year ago.
And I haven't seen the new red wine come out.
No, it's every other year.
I know, but where was the new red wine?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Because that should have already come out. So that's why I'm thinking it might be 2 years before we see another Pybus White.
It might.
Which sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks ass for us.
Yeah, so, and I'm sorry for all our listeners that cannot taste the Pybus White because they do not sell it anymore. It is all gone except for the bottles that we're hoarding.
We each have a few left.
Yeah.
I think I'm down to my last six.
Oh, I have less than that.
I know.
I think I might have two.
Will you share yours a little bit? I bring mine with you, though.
You do.
I never drink them by myself.
Yeah.
Ever. So, we have a fun topic today. We're going to talk about jobs.
Yeah.
All kinds of jobs. Not just our own jobs. Jobs that interest us.
Yeah.
Jobs that are scary to us.
Yeah. Jobs that look like they'd be fun.
Jobs that look like they'd be disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, like that show, Dirty Jobs.
Yeah. Just like that.
Except we're not going to go and do the job. No. Not yet, anyway.
Yeah. I saw a quote on Facebook.
Yes.
That said that until you have either worked in food service or retail... You will never know the level of stupid that exists in the world. And I believe that that is very, very true.
I agree. Because you worked at Taco Joe's
and
retail.
And retail. So I've worked in food service and retail.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually would prefer the food service over the retail.
I could see that. Because the food service, it's kind of like my dental job versus a teacher. Because I work with kids.
Mm-hmm.
If a kid drives you crazy... In the dental job, they're gone for 6 months. I'll see them again for six months, and it's only for about an hour.
Yeah.
Now, if you're a teacher and you get a kid crazy, you got a 180-day sentence.
Yep.
And if that kid's real bad, you might have to repeat that.
Yeah.
For another 180 days.
Yep.
For 6 to 7 hours a day. 5 days a week. That's a lot. That's like a sentence.
Yeah, I could never be a teacher.
Oh, no, me neither.
I kindergartners and stuff. I don't think I have the patience to do that.
I taught kindergarten.
I know.
I taught preschool and kindergarten, which most of my people that know me, I mean, they're even shocked I work with kids anyway on a daily basis. But yeah, if any of you have ever seen Kindergarten Cop with Arnold Schwarzenegger, I had seen that freshly before I became a preschool teacher and a kindergarten teacher, and I adapted a lot because with that, I had a whistle. I had not capital punishment because that wasn't allowed, but I had some good punishments. Most of them were very embarrassing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got to find a way to get through.
Yeah. And I did.
Little heads. Yeah.
But I knew at that point I didn't want to be a real teacher. So I halted my schooling for the Washington State teaching license.
You're like, fuck this.
Pretty much.
I'm not doing this. These kids are psycho.
They really were. And the worst thing is I was working at this private, it was a daycare / school. And I started off with these three-year-olds. There's 27 of them.
Oh.
And I was teaching in preschool. I also potty trained them, which was ridiculous for 27 because it's like as soon as you got done getting through the whole cycle, Yeah. Getting them all through the bathroom, you had to start over.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then you started back with the first one, and you had to make sure they went potty. Otherwise, you got wet pants and changing their clothes, and ugh. It was horrible. So at the end of that school year, I was like, oh, thank goodness, I get a new set next year. No, because I did such a fantastic job with this really hard group of kids. They made me move up with them to the pre-K when they were four. And then I swear to God, it happened again, and I had to move up with them to kindergarten.
Oh, my goodness.
And then when they all went to school age, I was a half-time kindergarten teacher. And then for some reason, I had to start shuttling these kids to the real school on the short bus.
Oh, not that, the short bus.
It was. Can you picture me driving a short bus in Seattle? Yeah. They gave me the rowdiest kids on my bus because they knew I could probably handle it. And I was just like, oh, my gosh. I fought that so hard. I would say that was one of my worst jobs. I actually worked at McDonald's for 4 years when I was in high school. I didn't hate it. I'd never go back. You mean you go home smelling like grease every single day. Yep. You worked at Taco Joe's.
Yes, I worked at a fast food taco joint in my hometown. And yeah, I went home smelling like grease every night.
Nice little zits on the face.
Mexi fries. That's what we call them.
Oh, yes, Mexi fries.
My best friend at the time worked a few stores down from me in the strip mall, but she worked at the ice cream shop.
Lori. Aw.
And she always smelled like waffle cones when she got done. So she had this nice vanilla-y sweet smell.
So she had like a special perfume on.
And then I smelled like fucking old taco grease.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice.
Yeah. But
some of the best, weirdest, and dumbest customers come through those places.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Plus, we lived in a town at the time. It's a huge summer recreation retreat.
Very touristy.
Like resort town.
Yes.
And especially like Memorial weekend, Labor Day weekend, 4th of July. There are so many people there and we would be so busy. And you get so many weird people. And I always worked in the evening shift. So I would close. So many drunk people that would come in and want some tacos. And it's just like, you just have to laugh at them because it was just crazy. The amount of drunk people that would wander through there in the evenings.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. So many drunk people. Did you ever play any tricks on people while you were working there?
I didn't really.
One of my favorites, because I have an identical twin sister, which I've mentioned on here. She also worked at McDonald's. But the managers wanted to be able to tell us apart. So they put her in a blue shirt. Shocking, I was in a pink shirt.
Your favorite color.
Literally, Heather always in pink. And so she would sometimes, the manager sometimes, you know, had a little sense of humor. He'd put Heidi in, that's my twin sister's name, in the front window where you took the money.
Uh-huh.
And I would be in the second window where you get your food. And so most of the time when they got to me, if they were paying attention,
right,
they'd be just like, whoa, weren't you just in the first window with a blue shirt? And me being the smart ass I've always been my whole life, I'd try kind of huff and puff a little bit. I was like, oh, we're short staffed today, but you have to wear blue in the first window and pink in the second window. So I have to change on my way up here. 80% of them believed it.
Oh, my gosh.
Few of them
they're just like, oh yeah, that darn McDonald's, they make their employees do that.
And then I usually would ask for, I was like, we do accept tips, especially for me because I work so hard. And I usually averaged about $3-$4, not a lot, $3 to $4 in tips a day.
Yeah,
which isn't really shit for the restaurant business, but pretty damn good for McDonald's.
Yeah,
you don't get tips normally. You weren't really allowed to legally take those.
Yeah,
you're supposed to put in my till, which a lot of times I would because my till was always off because I was really generous with my change. Like, oh, that looks right.
Yeah.
So I should never be in a position where I take money and give change.
Never. We were not supposed to take tips when I worked retail. And it was rare when someone would offer you a tip. But once in a while, you'd get a customer that you would take around the store and help them pick out things and they would want to tip you, and I'd have to say, I can't take it.
Yeah.
It's not allowed, and because I was trying to be honest. And, yes. You know, and so they would be like, oh, but you deserve it. I'm like, yeah, I know, but I can't take it. And one time they made me take it and I felt guilty, so I turned it into the office.
And the office took it?
Yes.
And they, what the hell?
And they kept it. I what never got the it hell? Back.
You yeah. know that whoever he turned it in just put it in their damn pocket.
I know. But I was trying to be honest. And
what does honesty get you in this world?
Not tips.
No, not extras, anything. Sometimes a reward.
Well, rarely.
So you worked retail.
Usually honestly gets you a slap in the face.
Yes. I worked at a candy shop for 3 months.
Really?
Yes. It's called Applets and Cotlets.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
If anybody's ever heard of it, they are worldwide.
Yep.
I tried out to be a candy brainer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. And that was what it was. So the people packing the candy had a tub of candy in front of them because they were in charge of one row of candy in the little thing.
Yep.
Little compartment. And then when their candy got low, they would yell for candy. And there was like four or five dudes that was just standing there waiting for these women to want candy. There was probably about 10 of us or something. And they would just sit on their little stools. And when one of us said we needed candy, yeah, I had to be a candy packer. I didn't get what I wanted. They would bring us their tub, and you'd have to lift your tub, your empty tub above your head. They'd slam this other one down and take your empty one away. And then they'd go back and put their empty tub back where the kitchen is, and they'd fill it up with candy, and they'd just sit on their asses again. That's the job I wanted. I remember after the first day, I was just like, whoa, 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 whoa. I really want to do that guy's job. And the lady was like, the manager was like, well, that's just for guys. Those tubs are 50 pounds. It's like, uh-huh.
Yeah, I know. I can lift 50 pounds.
I was like, hey, I'm bigger than every single one of these dudes. Because I was literally getting ready to go to college to play basketball. So I was ripped at this point. And the conveyor belt for me packing the candy was so low that I had to bend over. So my back hurt every day because you would hunch like that for literally 8 hours.
Yep, yep.
With every 2 hours, you got a 10-minute break, but it still hurt like hell. I had to get a back brace. There was tours in this place that people could pay for.
Yep.
And I'm like the odd duckling in every damn picture, I bet, that was taken because it's all these short shits. And then this person like a foot and a half taller than everybody else standing like, there.
Take a picture of that Amazon woman over there. God.
And then I couldn't pack the candy very fast. I'd start at one end of my tub, like the furthest I could get, like intruding into my neighbor, trying to pack the candy. And as we went, it only took like 5 to 10 minutes is what I was told. Because my husband now, I met him there. And he remembers watching me struggle with this candy packing. And he said within 5 to 10 minutes, I was all the way to the edge of my candy tub on the other side, intruding in the other neighbor. And at one point, I was literally just grabbing a handful of candy and throwing it on the bin and asking the neighbor, hey, could you stick those in my slot for me? Because I couldn't get it. It literally, my husband said it looked like the Lucy and Ethel episode where in the chocolate factory.
Yep.
That was how bad it was, except I wasn't shoving it down my shirt. And then they just started laying me off because I sucked that bad. Any day they could, they would call me up and say, we don't need you today. You can just take the day off.
You can go home.
Yeah. Everybody gets overtime today but Heather. She has to go home. And then they started shipping me off to this place called Offline.
Uh-huh.
It was awesome because there's nobody down there. And all I would do is sit on a stool and put the little nutritional stickers on the back of the boxes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then those boxes went back down to the candy packing room. I mean, you literally had to get in the car and drive like 3 blocks down the road to get to this Offline place.
It's like so in the middle of nowhere.
Pretty
like,
much.
This is for the rejects that you go down there.
Pretty much. But yeah, I would say that was probably my worst job. Or the strawberry picking.
Oh, yeah.
I was a 3-day strawberry picker dropout.
Where did you pick strawberries at?
In Linden.
Really?
Linden, my hometown, is known for strawberries. It's one of the strawberry capitals of the world.
Do they have a strawberry festival?
No, that's Marysville.
Oh.
Linden does a Farmer's Day festival where I think they celebrate because we also are very big on dairy farms up there.
Okay.
So there's a lot of farm in raspberries. But strawberries is one of the big things. And I was probably 7th or 8th grade, and I decided to be a strawberry picker. There was a big school bus that went around, picked all of us kids up, went out to the field, got a bucket. And I remember the first day I worked my ass off, hand stained red.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
At the end of the day, got a little half hour lunch break. I mean, you literally worked your ass off. I remember at the end of the day, I was like, so how'd I do? They're like, oh, well, I think you made about $3. I'm like, what? Because it's based on how many berries you pick.
Yep, yep.
And then they frown upon throwing the strawberries at the berry boss that's yelling at you the whole time.
The berry boss?
That's what we called her, was the berry. Well, I called her the berry bitch. But her title was the berry boss, strawberry berry boss.
The berry bitch.
Yeah, I just called her the berry bitch. Because she would run around and yell at us if we weren't picking the strawberries fast enough. Oh. And I sucked ass at strawberries because I was an Amazon even in 8th grade. I was the same height as I am now, almost 6 feet tall.
Yep.
And the strawberries, if you guys don't realize it, they grow on the ground.
Yeah.
And you in a bush.
And you have to search for them.
Yes, in the bush. So I remember on my 3rd and final day, I brought my shortest friend I had with the promise that I would split any money I made that day, which she had no idea. It was only like the highest I ever made was $4. Because I worked extra hard the second day to try to get more money. But yeah, she worked hard and I stood and supervised her for the most part and threw the berries at the berry bitch as she walked away.
Berry bitch.
I hated the berry bitch. And then when I got home, I informed my parents. I was like, I'm never going back, you guys. I can't.
I'm sorry.
I can't do it. My hands, my back, everything hurts, and I'm not cut out for that kind of labor.
Yeah, I'm not cut out for hard labor.
No. So they agreed I could quit. There is absolutely no pictures, I don't think, of any of my jobs, unfortunately.
I don't know if I have any pictures of my jobs.
Wasn't that glamorous?
Yeah.
I wasn't something I wanted. I mean, because McDonald's uniform, ew.
Yeah. Well, at Taco Joe's, we had to wear a bright yellow polo shirt with the logo on it. I might have some. I saw myself in a video one time that my brother took. And, of course, back then, I was also a summer baby, and I worked a night shift, so I'd actually lay out in the sun.
Okay.
The whole entire day with my friend Victoria, putting baby oil on ourselves so that we can get as tan as possible. And then we go work together, because she worked there too, and we go work together in the evenings.
There you go.
And I did see a picture of myself, and I was so dark, like so tan. I was like, whoa. That's I don't amazing. Remember being that tan, but I guess I was. Mm. Yeah, that's what we did.
That's pretty awesome.
And it's a good day if some cute, like, tourist boy came in and ordered tacos.
And you got to flirt with him while I waited for his
tacos. While we made his tacos. Yeah.
I'm sure they enjoyed it too.
Yeah. The worst part was taking the old Mexi-Fried grease out to the grease receptacle in the alley. And doing that one time and locking ourselves out of the restaurant.
Were you guys the only one there?
Yeah.
Oh,
we're closing up. Crap. And I had, like, locked the front door and my keys were still hanging in the lock. Mm-hmm. And then we went out the back door to dump the grease right out, which is disgusting, and the door slammed shut behind us.
And it's not like you had a cell phone in your pocket.
There was no cell phones back then.
No.
At all.
No, there wasn't.
So I ran down to my friend Lori that worked at the
ice cream store.
And used her phone to call my boss to have him come down at 11 o'clock at night to open up the fucking door.
I'm sure they were thrilled.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's where my paranoia of always having my keys came from, I think.
I would see why that would be.
Yeah. There. Yeah. I always have to make sure I got my keys on me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But, so, that was an okay job. It was only a summer job.
Yeah.
Did it for 4 years. But, you know what? Made some money.
It did.
Had some fun.
Paid for the school clothes.
Yeah.
That was my main thing.
Yep. Bought all my school clothes.
It actually, in my McDonald's job, because that's what I did all the way through high school, you know, paid for my school clothes, paid for my part of my dances I needed, my basketball shoes, and Christmas presents. I usually would have enough money left for, I could buy my own Christmas presents for people, which I love. If anybody knows me, they love how much I love buying gifts.
Yep.
Yes. I always have. So I think you guys all know what we do now. So I don't know if we have to go into it too hard.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think I've ever had a job I hated. Well, yes, I did.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, you did.
Yes, I did. Well, this is one I haven't told you about.
Oh, it's not the one I know of?
No.
Because I know you hated that one.
So I had this. I didn't have this job for very long.
I would assume not.
So it was a summertime when I was growing up, and I was working at Taco Joe's in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And during the day, I was working at this, I don't even remember what it was called. But it was, back then they had these things called answering services.
You have told me this.
Have I?
Yes. Because you did not last long on this one.
An answering service is because people did not have cell phones back then.
Nope.
And so you'd have an answering service that would take the calls for different businesses. So I had like 5 different businesses that I would answer the phone for. And I could tell by which line was ringing who they were trying to get a hold of. And you would have to answer accordingly.
For that business.
And one of the businesses was a hotel in Stehekin.
Oh, no.
Because they did not have phone service up there. Oh. And we were required to answer all their questions, take reservations for the hotel, and do all this other shit. I've never been there. I don't know anything about it. I don't know about the hotel. And people were calling and asking me questions that I could not answer.
Oh,
I felt like a dumb shit. Plus the fact that I was working from 8 to 4, and then I worked from 5 to 11 at my second job. And it was just...
That was too much.
I got burned out so fast. I think I lasted there for like maybe 2 weeks.
Well, that's better than my strawberry job.
Yeah. And then I was like, you know what? I cannot do this anymore. This just sucks.
Well, I'm glad you didn't keep that one.
Yeah. So I quit and just went back to slinging tacos full time.
Slinging tacos?
Slinging tacos.
I like that.
Yeah, but I don't, other than that, I don't think I ever had a job like super hated. Except for a couple times I've had a boss that I hated and I didn't want to go to work.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the job I hated, it was the boss I hated. That's happened a couple times, unfortunately. Yeah.
What do you think? I know of a few very dangerous jobs.
Mm.
And I don't know if I'd be willing to do any of them. But I don't know all of them. I know there's like 5 really, really, really bad ones. And I have 4 out of 5 in my head. So I know crab fishing.
Which it seems weird that that would be super dangerous.
Usually there's 1 to 2 fishermen and sometimes a whole boat or crew that do not make it back every season.
Wow.
So that's why it's one of the number one. The reason for this is they are usually up in the Bering Sea, which is out of Alaska. I think it's like Dutch Harbor or something like that.
Yeah.
And when they're fishing in like the winter.
Yeah.
They're not fishing in the nice calm summer when the cruise ships are going up there. They're going up when it is dangerous. And the waves are like 40 feet, supposedly. And the water is like, if you go overboard, which is extremely easy to do, you literally have like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Before you die.
Yeah.
Because you're going to freeze to death and your body's just going to shut down. You're going to sink, supposedly. Yeah. And it's just dangerous. And so that's one of them. They say helicopter pilots are pretty dangerous. We had one not too long ago in just our area that went.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Because I feel like helicopters are very temperamental. Whenever you see them in the movies, it seems like you barely just look at them wrong and they explode.
That's true. They go down really easy.
I mean, it's a barely anything touches them and they explode. God, he's being so weird.
He's fine.
He's itching and then licking his toes.
Don't lick your toes,
it's
man.
Disgusting.
That's gross. Do we lick our toes? No.
But, you know, he can lick his balls.
Well, we don't have balls.
In his asshole.
We can't reach.
No, thank God. Because if I could reach, I wouldn't do it still.
No, I would never do that.
I wouldn't even put my nose down there.
Ugh.
I know, it's disgusting. I'm glad he's over there now with you.
So what's a job you wish that you did have? What's a job that sounds like so awesome?
Other than being the president and telling everybody what to do?
I think being a millionaire sounds like an awesome job.
Yeah. I think... I wouldn't. I mean, I like the idea of being not the famous part of it, but I like a lot of their jobs.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to be like a comedian.
Yeah.
I'd love to do something that makes other people happy, but I don't like the idea of not having my privacy
Right.
and being able to have my own life. That aspect, like, I don't want the famous part of it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I'd love to be a superhero.
Oh, that's the movie. Best job.
Yeah, because then I have my secret identity where I have my real thing, and then I could be famous as my masked hero, as I would be. What would I be like? The Scarlet something.
The Scarlet.
The masked Scarlet Heron. Something. I don't know what I'd be. I'd be something great.
We'll have to think about our superhero names. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I'll have to think about that.
But I'd have to be like Batman and just have a bunch of really awesome gadgets.
I want to have a superpower.
I don't know. I can't develop a superpower though.
Why?
I don't know. Oh, we can get bit by spiders.
I'll drop you in a vat of toxic waste.
How is that not gonna kill me?
That should do it. It'll give you a
Oh,
superpower.
like the Teenage Mutant Ninja
Or
Turtles.
here.
Okay.
I'll drop the spider into a vat of toxic waste and then have the spider bite you.
Okay, and then it could bite you too. Because I know you'd be
No, I
really
would
okay
rather
with
jump
it.
into the toxic waste.
I just take your chances with that.
Yeah, then have the spider near me.
It doesn't hurt that bad. So, I have to say, I've been bit by a few spiders and I've never gotten any superpowers.
Well, that's because they weren't dipped into toxic waste first.
What if a spider dies, though?
It won't. They're resilient.
They are pretty. They're not like cockroaches, though.
Yeah.
Cockroaches are the most
They're
resilient.
very resilient.
Like there's a new thing where instead of rock, paper, scissors, I forget what it was, bomb, cockroach, and flood. And the cockroach wins
Wait
everything.
a second. Is this like rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock?
Yeah, kind of. Except you got cockroach now, which is like this. Cockroach wins everything.
Something has to kill cockroach.
No, well, it's just foot. Oh, that's right. It was bomb, foot, and cockroach. That's what it was. Because the cockroach survived the bomb, and the bomb killed the foot, and the
Foot
foot killed
kills
the
the cockroach.
cockroach. Yep.
Perfect.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh.
So what other jobs? Really good jobs out there. Ones I'm jealous of. I think a lawyer would be stressful, but how
Yeah.
fucking cool would that job be? You change lives with that.
Me too.
I mean, if you're on the wrong side, hired from the wrong side, you might change lives for the worst.
True.
Like in the, I don't know, I don't want to get debatable, but the O.J. Simpson thing.
Yeah, that whole thing was fucked
I don't know how
up.
I would feel if I was that lawyer. I think that was a Kardashian.
It was a Kardashian.
Yeah. Well, the
Yep.
karma wasn't good for him.
It was not good for him.
No, something
And
happened.
karma was bad on that one.
Yeah. So, yeah, we won't go too much deeper in
I
that one.
remember watching that live
I watched that live
because
too.
the time that they announced the verdict,
Sorry, guys. I watched so much.
I was actually working for a newspaper. And so we had the TV on, and we had this little meeting, like newsroom area. And so we had the TV on, and everyone was crammed in there watching the verdict. And when they said not guilty, we were like, oh, because we could not
I
believe
know.
it.
I know. It was shocking. What other good
But
ones?
what's a good job to have?
Professional athlete looks pretty good.
That does. That's a lot of hard work, though.
But you're in shape.
But yeah.
There's bonuses to
And you
it.
get to be on the Wheaties box.
I mean, that's the reason to do it right there.
I know, right? I want to be in a Wheaties box. I
Well.
want my face on cereal.
I want a marshmallow made out of my face.
Ooh, that
Like in the
sounds
Lucky
like
Charm. I want to be the
fun.
charm in the Lucky Charms. So that would be fun. A doctor would be too stressful. Because I don't want to kill anybody.
Oh, I have the perfect job.
What?
Travel writer.
Travel writers? Oh! So you get to travel everywhere and write about what you see?
Yeah.
They do like, yeah. Like a travel blogger nowadays.
Yeah. We
All
could do that. One of us could be the writer and one of us could be the photographer.
right.
Okay.
Because you know how I can't take pictures. I love to write. Very good at writing.
I'll take pictures.
Okay. And then you can put your input in the writing.
Yeah. We should start doing travel blog on our Jethers Random Stuff Facebook page.
We should do
weekly travel blog.
We have to go somewhere every week.
We do. It doesn't have to be far.
No.
It could be anywhere.
I love that. I wouldn't want to do anything in the food service.
No. Food service is the devil.
Devil. Now, this is a weird one. Stewardess. Flight attendant.
Well, that might not be bad.
Because you get to travel lots of places.
Over, yeah.
And then if you got a terrorist on your plane, you could kick ass.
You could.
Because I think they're all trained heavily now.
You could get one of those stiletto heels and just poke them right in the face.
I would only wear them for that reason.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be fun. But Charlene's like, what's going on out
there's
there?
A lot of banging in the kitchen.
I think there's the dishes are being done, so there's banging out there. That's why.
I sometimes will do that at home just so that way Thor realizes I'm doing the dishes, so he'll come and help me. Is that what's going on out there?
No, my dad just likes to bang stuff around.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. So, are we almost ready for our new segment?
I think we are.
Okay. Okay. So, does everyone remember our new segment?
I hope so, because it was freaking amazing last week with our fajitas.
It was. So, everyone get ready for your fucked up news story of the day.
Fuck yeah.
Fucked up news.
What's on the menu today for fucked up news?
Okay. So, we're going to start with a man named Charlie.
Yeah. That sounds suspicious right
it does,
there. And fucked
it?
Up.
It
Sorry
does.
For any Charlies listening because we don't mean it. Mm-hmm. But this Charlie's fucked up.
Okay. So Charlie, I believe he was 29 years old and he had just gotten divorced.
Mm.
Sad. So from after his divorce, he moved in with his parents because he had no place to go.
Oh.
Yeah. So he lived with his parents for about 10 months, after which his parents asked him to leave.
Seriously?
Yes. There was some kind of a domestic situation, and the parents basically kicked him out.
Oh, shit.
And this was in Michigan.
Okay.
So Charlie moved back to Indiana, which is where I guess he was living before, after his parents, like, kicked him out.
Okay.
And so a few months after, Charlie was kicked out of his parents' house, his parents traveled to Indiana because they still had a whole bunch of Charlie's stuff in their house. So they packed it all up in their car and they drove over there to drop off his things.
Okay.
Which they did.
Yeah.
But there was something missing from his things. Something very, very important to Charlie.
Oh no, what was it?
So it was a $30,000 collection of porn.
And they just happened to forget his porn. His pornos.
Yeah.
Well, are we talking videos? Are we talking magazines?
Porn,
or probably all of the above with this collection?
So the estimated
Not
value...
Not a hooker, though, right?
No,
own one of those
but
in there?
There was about 400 VHS tapes, 1,600 DVDs, CDs, and over 70 sex toys.
Sex toys? The guy owns sex toys?
Apparently.
Oh.
So it's approximately $30,000 worth of porn that he had amassed over the years. So his parents did not deliver this. Patron, come here. Come on. Come over here. Sit. Stay.
You can't go out there. There's garbage on the floor.
So Charlie, of course, wanted his porn.
Well, who wouldn't want their porn?
So his dad said, well, I destroyed your porn for your own health, mental and emotional health, because no one should have that.
What if that was all Charlie had as a friend in his world, was his pornos?
His dad said, and I quote, I would have done the same if I had found a kilo of crack cocaine. Someday I hope you'll understand.
Doesn't sound like Charlie's going to understand this.
Charlie did not understand. He wanted his porn, and it was destroyed. Like, his dad destroyed it.
Oh,
it's
God.
It's gone.
What did Charlie do?
So Charlie decided to sue his parents.
Oh.
For destroying his porn collection.
Even though the porn was in their house?
Yeah. He left it there when he moved. He just left
it. Is it possession 9/10 of the law?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so I really want to hear how this lawsuit goes.
Well, so he's seeking a total of $86,822, which includes the value of the missing items and the amount it would cost to replace them.
He had that much?
Apparently. Yeah, I'm surprised that didn't include, like, his emotional, like, stress.
Well, that would have been up in the millions.
Yeah, for not having his porn.
Emotional stress and, you know, pain and suffering. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Because he probably wasn't able to get anything going without his porn.
Yeah. So he filed a police report saying that his parents, you know, destroyed this. The sheriff's office in the town where Charlie lived declined to file the charges against his parents.
Seriously?
Yes.
Okay.
So I can imagine them looking at this file and being like, you're suing your parents for some porn. Okay, you know what?
We're not wasting our time.
I'm going to arrest you for being a fucking dumbass.
Yep.
That's what I would have done if I had been the sheriff.
Tickets for being a dumbass.
There should be tickets for being a dumbass.
Patron.
Patron. Get over here.
I'm not letting you out there.
Sit.
He knows there's food out there going on.
Stay. You're making your mom crazy.
I know. He really is. Obedience class isn't going that great, guys.
Oh, yeah. So anyway,
back to Charlie. Oh,
well, that's about the last of Charlie. Tried to sue his parents, and the sheriff's office said, no, you're just dumb. Sorry. You can't have your porn.
Well, and the worst part about this is now Charlie's out porn and probably his parents.
Yeah. No parents and no porn.
No. I mean, I don't know where you go from there.
You know what? It's sad.
And no wife.
There's no wife.
You think the wife got rid of him because of the porn collection?
Maybe. Who knows?
You never know.
But that just an example of someone that's a drain on society.
Well, Kobe, that was some fucked up shit.
That's some fucked up news for you this week.
Yep. I know. I was entertained by it.
Yeah. So if anybody has any fucked up news stories you come across, please send them to us.
We would love, and we might even say yours on here.
Yeah.
Good chance of it.
So, hey, there's a bad job. Porn star.
Oh, God. You know what? I don't think all of them think it's... Now, do the guys think it's a bad job?
Probably not.
They get paid to have sex with multiple women. Sometimes at the same time.
And usually the women are good looking.
Usually they are.
Yeah.
Not all the guys are.
The guys usually aren't.
No. They only have one requirement.
A penis.
A big one. Most of the time. It's a big one. Like, unnaturally large. And that's the only requirement they have to have.
The other bad job we talked about earlier.
What was that?
Crack whore.
Oh, yes. Kobe. Yes. Yes. Because you have to screw somebody to get money to buy your crack. And then you need your crack to be able to make it so you're able to screw somebody. It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah, it is. It's a, you know, where does it begin and where does it end kind of thing. Yeah.
I think that's a really fucked up job.
If anyone can think of a worse job than crack whore, let us know.
Yeah, we'd love to hear it.
Yeah.
To wrap up the dangerous jobs, I know logging is one.
Oh, yeah.
Ice road driver, where they have to drive over the...
They make a TV show into that one.
Yeah, so like with the crab fishing, Deadliest Catch.
Yeah,
And I said a helicopter thingy. I said logging. I can't think of the fifth one.
Patron. He's like, I can't sit still.
Well, because there's food going on in the kitchen.
It's all gone.
Well, the microwave's going. He knows the microwave's going.
Somebody's got something in the microwave. I get it.
And he's probably smelling it.
Yeah.
And that's why he keeps scratching at the door. But I know there's a bag of garbage on the ground.
Yes, there is.
And without you and me out there to supervise, the bag will be no more. It'll be all over the floor.
It would be like a freaking buffet for him.
I know. Well,
Okay.
Well, I think that'll, we're not going to make you guys listen to us for an hour this week.
No, no. We're going to cut it off before an hour
this Our week. Goal has always been 30 minutes. We fail almost weekly, though.
We did not promise to post any pictures this time.
We don't have to remember any pictures.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because I have my notebook here this time.
Oh, because we were prepared for pictures.
And I was prepared to write it down, so it didn't happen.
Well, that's what happens. We'll have a notebook next week, though.
I will. Yes, I'm going to try now, to have it every week.
Anybody have any topics you'd like us to discuss? Let us know.
Yeah. We would love to discuss anything.
We've already had, like, I think, 2 or 3 viewer requests, and we've done all of them.
Yes, we have.
And so please do that. Shout out to Robin.
Robin.
Aaron. Tara at times.
Tara.
Catch up, Tara.
Yeah, Tara. It's taking you so long.
And I think Sophia has been trying to listen here and there.
Okay.
Shout out to you, too. Right.
Shout out to my bro.
Oh, Jeff.
Yeah.
It's summer, so the tank tops are coming out, and Kobe's boobs will be out in full force here soon. That was for you, Jeff. All right, well, with that
last little tidbit, we're gonna clink.
Yes,
here we go.
Ooh, that was a good clinky clink.
And we're gonna sign off from our episode 29.
Oh, and then we're in the 30s next week.
Next, yeah, 30.
Holy crap. All right, guys, peace,
love you.